Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How are you today?
Doing okay. We saw a press conference, first one in a while, from the Red Room yesterday by Governor Andrew Cuomo blasting the federal government over the loss of billions of dollars in federal health care aid. Of course, he's been feuding with the president over a number of things when it comes to New York.
Yeah, that's correct. Governor Cuomo yesterday was at the Capitol. He accused the federal government of playing politics with New Yorkers' health care after the state was told it was no longer going to receive federal funds for community-based health services. It was part of a five-year, $8 billion federal funding stream that aided health care providers and advocates to help reduce emergency room visits. Cuomo says the federal government has stripped the state of an extra $625 million through the initiatives after denying New Yorkers a one-year extension on its state Medicaid delivery system reform incentive payment waiver. That's quite a mouthful, right? The program expires on March 31st. Cuomo says it's part of the Trump administration's war on Democratic states. But political observers like the conservative think tank, the Empire Center, say the state should have never counted on the money as a constant stream of revenue. And like you said, this is playing out now as the Cuomo administration battles it out with the Trump administration and its U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Administration over access to the state's driver's license database.
From that story to a tragic story that has a ripple effect, a six-year-old died of hypothermia, and you have a story that has resulted out of that.
Yeah, I mean, we had a big story over the weekend. Chris Bragg delivered an investigative article on this really heartbreaking story about missed warning signs of abuse in the case of Devontae Paul, the six-year-old who died after he was found on February 9th in a bathtub in Troy. On Monday, Chris and Ken Crow, another one of our reporters, learned that the boyfriend of the child's mother, a fellow named Kevin Cox, had tried to commit suicide in western Massachusetts. Cox remains hospitalized in Pittsfield. We're not sure of his condition. So far, no one faces charges in the boy's death. As you said, he died of hypothermia. The child's father says he'd warned family court officials in downstate Ulster County a number of times that he thought his son's life was imperiled. Who's who of organizations that are supposed to protect children were involved in a case, but the boy's father says they could not substantiate any of the complaints that his son was being abused. Paul says Cox was excessively violent with Devontae. Cox has spent time in prison for domestic violence. I expect new things will come out of this case in the coming days.
Tragic, tragic case. We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor for the Times Union. You can hear that bustling newsroom behind him. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you in a week.